Before we start today's show, we want to share some exciting news from the Radiotopia family. Normal Gossip is back for its sixth season. If you've ever found yourself eavesdropping on strangers' juicy conversations and maybe wanting to chime in too, this show is for you. On Normal Gossip, host Kelsey McKinney shares the juiciest gossip sent in by listeners all around the world, then brings in a special guest to weigh in on the actions within the story. The stories are everything from petty to bizarre to downright strange. Fun fact, you might recognize a few of this season's guests from the Radiotopia universe. So check it out. New episodes start April 17th. Listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts. Radio Diaries is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Radiotopia. From PRX.
From PRX's Radiotopia, this is Radio Diaries. I'm Joe Richman. On October 27th, 1993, a newly elected congressman from Texas, Gene Green, asked to address the House. He requested just 1 minute. Now, Green didn't want to make a political speech. Nothing about immigration or taxes or conflict in faraway places. He wanted to talk about losing. Green had been a graduate of Jeff Davis High School in Houston, and what the school was known for at the time was its football team. They had lost every single game since 1985. That's 80 games in a row over 8 years. It was considered by many to be the longest losing streak in the history of American sports. But when Green stood up on that day to address his fellow members of Congress, it was not because the Jeff Davis Panthers were losing. It was because 4 days earlier, they had finally won. And that is why the U.S. congressional record now includes these words. The fact that Jeff Davis rose to the occasion is not as great as the fact that they were able to overcome their past losses. They were not going to take it anymore. Despite living under the scrutiny of this streak, they pulled together and they worked as a team. The Jeff Davis Panthers set a shining example for our whole nation. One of the things we love in this country is a loser that wins. I have always been drawn to losers myself, especially as a sports fan. It's a little bit pathological, but I have always felt more comfortable when my team is behind. Back in 1997, a few years after the Panthers finally broke their losing streak, I found myself following the season of a different high school football team that had gotten really good at losing, the Tigers of Valley Head, Alabama. The Tigers' running back was a junior named Frankie Luchuk, number 44. As part of our ongoing series, Teenage Diaries, I gave Frankie a tape recorder to keep a diary of his football season. Football, Frankie said, had completely changed him. He was no longer seen as a loser. Although the same couldn't be said for the Valley Head Tigers. Here's Frankie's story.
It is Wednesday evening, about 6:30. Just got home from football practice. I'm tired. I still got to get me a shower. Tell him to call me back and ask who it is. Excuse me, that was a telephone ringing. Sorry about that. Girls call my house all the time.
Boy, you lie like a rug, brother.
You don't know, Dad. Shut up. Boy, he came here and said, boy, you lie. He don't know. And anyways, like I was saying, what was I saying to you here? Oh, our team's called the Valley Head Tigers. We're purple and gold. And then there's the pictures of our team. That's me, right in the middle of everybody, number 44. When I first got to Valley Head, I was in the seventh grade. I was real little. Probably weighed 75 pounds. Every day used to pick on me all the time, you know. And they picked on me and beat the crap out of me every day. People always used to make fun of me and do this and do that. And then one day, my ninth grade year, I decided to play football. Went out and I was good. And they was like, who is this boy? Where'd he come from? Yeah, football's the main sport in school. You got all these people coming to watch you and cheering your name in the crowd. At school, I can't go down the hall without somebody touching me and saying, hey, Frankie, you know, good luck tonight. I mean, it's just crazy. I can't believe everybody likes me as much as they do. It's like the old me was dead and then I was born again or something.
The Tigers are going to knock him, rock him, sock him, kill him.
Yeah.
Go get him, 44.
Man, Dad, don't embarrass me.
Are you ready?
Okay. He just sitting on the porch with his guitar. And he started singing and I was laughing my butt off.
Oh, you ready for some football? Way down in Alabama.
My dad, he never did anything, you know, that was good in high school. He quitted school and never graduated. His dad quit and his dad before quit. And I'll be the first Luchuk on my dad's side of the family to ever graduate from high school. And so he's kind of proud of me.
You got Frankie Luchuk. He's number 44. You mess with that man, he's gonna blow you out the door. We are the Tigers, the mighty Tigers. We're from Valley Head.
Power,
woo! That's good, girls.
And as soon as you step and see that football field, it's all changes. It's like, I don't know how to explain the feeling, but you ain't nervous no more. You're ready to just go do it. This year I'm playing tailback. I'm running the football, and on defense I'm playing inside linebacker again. And I mean, Fife was good. I was like, oh gosh. And right about 2 minutes before halftime in the second quarter, it was still 6-0. And I was like, hey guys, y'all keep y'all's heads up. We can play with these guys. We can beat Fife. You know, we were all fired up and thought we could beat them. Well, they beat us 34-0. They shut us out. I mean, it's just the first game. You got 9 more to go. In English class, there's this poster of a kid running the football, and it says, the power to win must come from within. And every day I walk in class and read that over and over. And every day I walk in there, I'll look at it, I'll think that's me running the ball, and I'll drift off into football land like I'm watching a movie in my head of the football game. I mean, I'm failing that class right now because I'm in football land every day. And she'll look over, Frankie, get out of football land. She says that in front of everybody. We got our first report card, and I'm not a good grade student, but this 6 weeks, I only had 2 Ds. I had a 65 and a 67, which a 67's a high D, but which I'm going to do better. I'm going to try not to have any Ds. It's just that when during football season, it's hard to concentrate on your grades when you practice till dark and get home tired, sweaty, don't feel like doing your homework. Sorry, it's been a few weeks since I talked to you. I've been real, real busy. I don't know. It's just been rough week, you know. It's just been a rough season. 4 games in a row we got shut out. Second game we got killed 30-something to nothing. Third game 28-0 against Sandrock. Fourth game against Cedar Bluff. They beat us 35-0. I mean, I hate losing. I mean, I just hate losing, but it builds you up in character and it makes you a better person. Our coach told us that, so I don't know. I guess he's talking about, like, even if we get beat and we're still playing, it makes us a better person. I don't know what he meant by that, but he's the one that said that.
Anybody can beat anybody else any given game. When you believe you got a chance to win and you don't give up, you're right.
Coach Brown, well, he's a monster. I don't mean fat or anything. He's just really muscular and tall. Got blonde hair. He's kind of red-complected. He talks with a loud voice because I think he can't hear in one ear. I mean, when he talks to you, it's loud.
You get up there at the line, and you got to have your heads up tight ends. And their corners are not as good as ours. Their safety's not as good as ours. They're not. I'm telling you right now.
Coach Brown said everybody can be beaten on a certain day. And at the end he wrote, no more excuses. Everybody read that. No more excuses.
My Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
We get in an all circle, hold hands and say a prayer. We go out and we play.
Here we go.
Let's go, baby.
Go, baby, go.
It's a cold, cold night over here in Section, Alabama. Let's go, Valleyhead. And here we go. Ball goes to number 24, Section. He picks it up. He's got blockers. Oh, and he gets smothered at about the 30. There he is. My brother Johnny, he did one game play-by-play. Talked like a guy on the radio. Section goes for a pass. Oh, and it's deflected by the Tigers. So the Tigers have forced Section to punt. Last 4 minutes in the game, and the ball got kicked to me, and I picked it up. I busted outside, and I ran back a 83-yard touchdown. And that's my first touchdown ever scored. And the crowd was hollering like we just won the national championship, and we were too. We won our first game. On the way back home from the bus, a few of us, going through the middle of town, and then me and my friend Josh Shelton, he's a preacher's son too. He stuck his behind out the window and mooned somebody, and then I did it with him. And little did we know, the next day we got called to the office to talk to the principal. The principal was sitting through the Crystal's drive-thru there and seen us with our butts out the window.
You want to do any video?
Yeah, put it in, Mama.
You've watched it about 20 times since football games.
Football
I
film.
I cannot watch it anymore.
Every game my mom brings our camcorder, every game she does, that way, and when I get home, I can watch it. And I bet y'all watched it for 2 hours. I just kept rewinding it and watching it, like, yeah, there I am, Mom, look. Go. I stop and cut up right here. One man to beat. Touchdown.
Sounded like I was ready to cry. I'm so happy.
Man, I love that play. I could watch it 1,000 times.
What'd they say to you about me when I was running?
Said you did cartwheels and jumped 10 feet in the air.
I did. I ran up and down the bleachers and was flipping out. I was really happy. That was our first
game that we scored in.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
This year, me and my mom, our relationships changed completely. I mean, she got liking football and it brought us closer together. That game we won was an area game, and you play 3 area games a year. We play Cedar Bluff, Galesville, and Collinsville. If you win 2 out of the 3, you go to the state playoffs. So if we win, we're in the playoffs. Last year, we didn't win any of our area games, so I don't know what it's like to go to the playoffs. We'll get to take a big charter bus down state in Alabama. You know, one that's got them reclinable seats and TVs and bathrooms in it. We'll be on one of those things, so... Yeah, this is the most important game of the whole season right here. I mean, that's all on the line. We had to play Collinsville, and they're picked to beat us by 2 touchdowns in the paper. So we come out fired up, ready to play them as serious as can be. And we go in and play good with them all the way to the fourth quarter. And 1 quarter to go, and it's 8-8. The best game we've played all year, most exciting game. And Combs got the ball with 3 minutes left to go, and we were getting tired. And they drove down for like 30 seconds in the game, and then Combs scores on us. So that they beat us. And I was crying my eyes out, and Mark was sitting over there, he was bawling. I seen one of the seniors bawling. Josh Shelton was bawling his eyes out. So that's how close a game we played to being in the state playoffs.
We did a good job with that. And you know, that was a thing. You know, we lost. Did some real good things. You can't ask for it any better than that.
Yeah. Coach Brown, he told us we played our hearts out. He said, all this getting down, we shouldn't be getting down. But he understands how we feel because he's been in our position before. He just told us that he feels sorry for the guys that ain't going to be there next year, because next year he said he'll guarantee you we're going to be in the state playoffs. He tells us that he's proud of all the seniors that came out. He said that for 2 hours. I mean, he's like, I want to say one more time that I'm glad the seniors came out. And then he'd say, I want to say one more time the seniors this. I was like, come on, coach, I just want to go home. Forget about the season.
Stop signs.
Come on,
This football season went so fast, I can't believe it. Goes by quicker than you think. I mean, I don't even want to graduate next year. I'm only in the 11th grade, and I'm already thinking about that last game next year when I walk out on that field, the last game of the season. Them two quarters will be the most hardest I've ever played. And after the game, I'll probably just go out the 50-yard line and just sit there. I'll probably be the last one off the field. Just to sit there and think, you know, well, this is it for Valley Head.
There's another verse.
Oh, there is? All right. Are you ready?
Next year, I'm going to play my hardest every game. We're going to turn things around. You know, because all these years I've played basketball when I was little and baseball and football, never been on a winning team. But all that losing is going to pay off. Next year is going to be the season for Valley Head.
We are the Tigers, the mighty Tigers. Woo-hoo. Look, you got Frankie Luchuk. He's number 44. If you mess with that man, he's gonna blow you out the door. The back door, that is.
Frankie Luchuk recorded that diary back in 1997. That year, the Valley Head Tigers won just one game. But in the years since his story first aired on NPR, the Tigers have improved. This past fall, they won three games.
Woo! Woo! Power, sit, 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 power!
Frankie's Football Diary was part of our ongoing Teenage Diaries series. And this year, we're celebrating 20 years of diaries on NPR. We started giving tape recorders to young people across the country back in 1996. So in the coming months on this podcast, we'll be revisiting some of those early stories and bringing you new stories about where those teenagers are now. You can find out what happened to Frankie over the past 20 years next time on the Radio Diaries podcast. Let's just say, after football, things went in an unexpected direction. Frankie's Diary was produced by me, Joe Richmond, and edited by Deborah George and Ben Shapiro. The Radio Diaries podcast is produced by Sarah Kate Kramer with help from Nellie Gillis. Radio Diaries is part of Radiotopia from PRX, a podcast network with 13 great shows. Support for Radiotopia comes from the Knight Foundation, MailChimp, and listeners like you. I'm Joe Richmond of Radio Diaries. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.